Well, more than one person mentioned the playoffs yesterday. I want to mention play calling. I'm going to give you my thoughts on it after we hear from Sutton, who is called from Northern California. What part of Northern California, Sutton?
Hey, out of Sacramento, Jeff. Good morning, Andy.
Very nice.
Good morning. How are you?
My buddy Brian May worked in Sacramento for years as a sportscaster.
Ding!
Oh, nice. Yeah, I moved out here a couple years ago.
I see you are completely just blown away by Brian May, the sports.
I just
that was the correct reaction.
I just mentioned that. I wasn't looking for anything.
Oh, man.
Sutton, you know who the guy is. There you go.
My niece used to live in Livonia. Is that close enough? There's a really good barbecue place there.
You guys can both kiss my patootie. Go ahead, Sutton.
Yeah, so, you know, the second to last drive I wanted to discuss, I was very upset with the play calling there. When we had the lead and they kind of rushed to the line and run Nick Chubb up the middle and he gets stuffed. And I really felt like that was we could have taken time, grinded down the clock there, and because we were moving the ball and iced the game if you get that first down. And I felt like, you know, then we had to give the ball back to them. They scored, and then ultimately we were able to get the touchdown. But I felt like, you know, that was not good football there, and it's going to get overlooked. Because
you mean on the field when they ended up with the field goal, Sutton, or the one when they punted?
The one when they punted.
Okay. Yeah, that was a three-play, 2-yard drive.
Oh, yep. Yeah, I see it. I see what he's talking about. I thought it was something else.
Thanks, guys.
Thank you.
All right, Sutton. Thanks.
Again, that barbecue place is really, really good. Livermore.
Give Brian my best.
Is that Livermore? Livonia. I said Livonia by mistake. That's in Michigan. Livermore is like halfway.
Northern California.
It's halfway.
Livonia, Michigan. I can see how you confuse that.
Well, Livermore, Livonia, they're all the same. I just start traveling hockey, find these things out.
Liverpool.
That's true. And it is actually east of Liverpool, the real Liverpool, isn't it? If you think about it. But
yesterday,
then if you go the other way, you'd be west.
Yesterday you had Ken Dorsey up in the booth.
Yeah, I noticed that too.
And you had Kevin Stefanski standing on the sidelines going like, hey, fellas.
Wait, what do I do with my hands?
You guys playing cards?
Should I put them under my armpits or should I stick them in my pockets? Maybe my back pocket, front pocket? I don't have a card. Why wouldn't you still have a card in front of you? I didn't understand that. Who cares if you're not calling the plays? If you're the head coach, wouldn't you want the card in front of you?
Probably not.
Plus, I mean, if they
want to, you want to give Dorsey clear runway. Now, I'm going to make this point, and I think it's accurate, and you tell me. I don't have any issue with the head coach calling the plays. I think Kevin is a good play caller.
I do, too.
I said this last week, and I think it came to fruition. If you bring in Jameis and he lights it up and Kevin is still calling the plays, then every finger gets pointed at Deshaun Watson. That, well, you needed to change quarterback. That's obviously the reason. There's a little bit of gray area because Ken Dorsey called the plays. I want to get rid of that gray area.
Can I give you two simple tips to being a better football team?
Yep.
Don't coach for optics. Because that's what that is, right?
Well, I don't know. I don't know.
And I hate to say it, teams that make all their decisions based on payroll, it's not healthy. It's not good.
Well, that's,
you get more of a chance because you're making more money?
There's no question about that.
And so that's what we look like right now, though.
Take a look at Indianapolis. They've invested in Anthony Richardson at quarterback, even though Joe Flacco is clearly a better quarterback. And they played Anthony Richardson yesterday. And he's terrible. He was 10 of 32. But they like his potential, and they think they have an investment there, and they want to develop him. The difference yesterday was the quarterback play was better. It was not the play calling.
You could argue the offensive line play was better, too.
Well, sure.
But guess what?
Quarterback play had something to do with that. Your quarterback was decisive, and he was getting rid of the ball, and he was staying in the pocket.
It was complimentary, wasn't
it? It was the way you're supposed to play quarterback. Here's the thought. I went back, and I looked at what Flacco did last year.
Ooh.
With who calling the plays?
Kevin Stefanski.
And with what Winston did yesterday with who calling the plays?
Ken Dorsey.
And I looked at what Watson did earlier this year. The Winston game yesterday and the Flacco games last year are almost identical statistically. Why? Because you have the two similar style quarterbacks.
Mm-hmm. So why didn't they just keep Flacco?
Well, There's a reason why. You got the same quarterback, but about 9 years younger. That's why.
Okay, I'll buy it.
That's what I think.
I also go back to argument at the beginning of the segment where I said optics.
All right, let me throw this out at you real quick. You ready?
Mm-hmm.
First, we'll go with Deshaun. Deshaun was averaging 164 yards passing per game. Hadn't thrown for more than 196 and only 5 touchdowns. Yesterday, Jameis threw for 334 and 3 touchdowns. Yards per passing attempt. Watson was at a career low 5.3 this year. Yesterday, Jameis was at 8.1. Yards per completion, a career low 8.4 for Deshaun. 12.4 yesterday for Jameis Winston. Completion percentage, Jameis was at 65.9 yesterday. Deshaun, his best as a Brown, not quite what Jameis did yesterday at 63.4. And quarterback rating, it was only one game now. Keep that in mind, and it was against the worst pass defense in the NFL coming in. Jameis at 115.3 and Deshaun at 79. Now, here's the comparison. You ready? And this is where I say it's quarterback and not play caller. They're okay. Still calling plays. It's still the offense that Kevin Stefanski wants to run. Last year, Flacco averaged 323 yards per game. Yesterday, Jameis was right there, 334, a little bit more. Yards per attempt, Jameis 8.1, Flacco 7.9, nearly identical. Yards per completion, Jameis 12.4, Flacco 13.1, very close. Completion percentage, Flacco not quite what Jameis was yesterday. Quarterback rating, Winston was higher yesterday. Flacco had 300-plus yards in 4 of his 5 games. Winston had it in his first. Andy, that was Joe Flacco. That was Kevin Stefanski calling plays for Flacco. That's what we had yesterday with Dorsey calling plays for Winston. That's what this offense is supposed to look like, not what we saw, unfortunately, with Deshaun at quarterback. And I don't blame it on anything except maybe Deshaun's not healthy. Maybe he can't get the ball downfield because of his shoulder. He's not reading the field really well. He clearly is not the quarterback that he was in Houston. And I understand the team trying to make it work because they gave up draft choices galore and more money than had ever been given to an NFL player guaranteed. I understand that. And if you had got the quarterback that we saw in Houston, okay, you didn't get that guy. What you got was a guy who's not what he used to be. And I don't know if he ever will be again. And I think yesterday showed everybody that at the end of this year, you need to move on from Deshaun Watson. I don't think there's any question.
You know, Daryl said the same thing yesterday.
But Andy, you and I had been saying that all year. Okay, this is the third year. If it doesn't work this year, you got to move on. Well, it's real clear.
What are we looking, though, at Deshaun, right? Like, what if Deshaun can play at the start of the season next year?
Did you see enough?
Yeah, I did, Jeff. And
did you see enough that makes you think that he should play here next year?
For Deshaun?
Yes.
Truthfully? I'm ready to turn the page.
Absolutely.
And yesterday, and if Jameis comes back again next week and has a similar type game, I think everyone sees that. Everyone sees that. But
the only catch,
does the budget see that? That's the question.
Well, you're going to have to pay him anyway, and you're going to have to take a hit anyway. I mean,
you can't just.
You're stuck for 2 years, regardless of whether he's on the team or not.
Yeah, let me.
It might be more punitive to let him go.
Let me ask the bullpen coach.
But still, man.
If they can hang on to him next year and keep him as the backup, right? Isn't that what you're doing?
Well, it'd be ugly.
What are you doing?
It'd be ugly.
Am I the bullpen coach?
Yeah.
Oh, okay.
Houston kept him on the team for a year and didn't play him.
So the question is more of like, you kind of. If you want to be a competitive franchise next year, you kind of need his contract so that you can yank the lever on that contract and make it so that you can still continue to go for it without cutting him. That's if you decide you want to try to make a playoff run and possibly a Super Bowl run. you kind of need him to continue what you're doing.
Otherwise, it kills you.
So that you could turn it into the signing bonuses and lower his number and all that stuff.
Otherwise, it kills you, right?
I have no idea if he would be a malcontent in the locker room with not being a starting quarterback, or I have no idea if guys would come to him as though he was a starting quarterback. That's a heck of a question. And at one point I had heard people were not worried that he would be a malcontent in the locker room, but who knows? So that's... Maybe you pull the lever and send him home and just say, hey, buddy, sit on your couch for the next couple of years and we'll keep paying you. But that's a heck of a question.
Or the other thing is you wonder about the injury and then maybe you look at an injury settlement. And I don't know how that affects.
I mean, there are things.
That's a heck of a question.
There are things that could happen with Jameis. You know, it's still a long season. There's a trade deadline coming up. We'll talk about some of that coming up.
Well, that's on Jameis too,
It's real clear, folks, is it not? If you're on hold, stick with us. We'll get to your phone calls. We're going to talk to Scott Pedrak, our buddy from the Chronicle-Telegram, next on Baskin and Phelps.